Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock and congratulations on a Tuesday. Hopefully you're off work, and luckily for you, old dirty show and T-Mill have the latest for
Tuesday.
You. That's right, and the latest here as the Astros get ready, we'll get to that, to take on the worst team in baseball yet again. Lance McCullers, that's kind of the big story of the moment here. He had another BP live throwing session today around 3 o'clock, and he spoke afterwards. This is Lance McCullers on how he felt today's throwing session went and what the next steps are.
Threw six sliders, six curveballs, a couple cutters, a good amount of changeups, and a good amount of opposite heaters. Feel really good. I mean, velo's pretty much stagnant at this point. It's like 90-93. It's like 91-93 today. But, I don't think that's going to change much until games. The off-speed is really crisp. The slider, curveball, changeup are all really crisp. So at this point, you know, we're maybe think about starting to do some up-downs and then think about a couple more of these, doing some up-downs, and then maybe get out for a rehab.
All right, baby, get up for rehab, whatever up-downs are. I'm guessing potentially that means he pitches like he did today, goes down a little bit, then comes up and does that. More live BP sessions, but...
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't have too many 32-pitch innings. That's...
like Jake did
yesterday. That makes for a quick outing, I guess.
Yeah, Jake had 35 pitches yesterday.
It sucks.
No, but it looks like we are getting to a place where... Lance is taking real steps. And Clint, to be honest with you, besides what will happen at the trade deadline and what kind of moves James Click and company will make, like, this is the biggest thing to watch right now is the Lance McCullers recovery. When does he return? If he's talking about a couple of up and downs again and then rehab, what does that mean for when he returns? That is probably the number one story moving forward now that the division appears to be in hand, 13.5 game lead. And, I mean, there's not even really a strong fight unless the Yankees fall apart for the number one seed in the American League. It feels like the Astros know season-wise, record-wise, and where they're going. This seems to be the bigger story.
Well, that's what I love about this. To me, this is why regular season games matter. You build this kind of lead by going out and kicking ass, and you can comfortably navigate the second half of the season in more of like almost an information gathering phase. Like Jake Odorizzi, assuming he's still an Astro and in the big leagues, how are you going to use him?
I just work here.
I mean, you can play with toy with Jake Odorizzi at this point in time and give him maybe a little bit more time if you so need to. Not that we feel like you need to, but if James Click and the Astros organization say, no, we got to give him a little more time and let him get hit a stride, come back off this injury, you can do that. You can do that and not risk the division, right? I mean, same thing with Lance. You can take your time with Lance McCullers. You don't need Lance McCullers right now at all. And so, hey, you and Lance, the organization and Lance can both, hey, pull the reins back, take your time, do what you need to do. And then on top of that, when Lance does come back, which I think is the most intriguing or interesting aspect of the Lance McCullers deal here, is when Lance does come back, this season, not maybe not long term, but this season, when he does come back, where is he more valuable to this organization? Starting rotation, setup guy, closer, middle relief. Where is he more valuable to this organization? I'm not convinced it's starting rotation. I'm not convinced it's a starter. And that, a lot of that has to do with what he's capable of doing.
Yeah.
You know, is he ready to go out there and start several games and then get into the playoffs and be a difference maker in the playoffs and be available at the drop of a hat in the playoff? Is he going to be ready to tax his arm the way that he has in the past and he may need to do in the playoffs again? I don't know. I think the most intriguing part about Lance McCullers' show is what do the Astros do with him when he comes back?
Yeah, because they have some options, right? They got a lot of options, really, the way that their staff is pitching. Because, I mean, you can go in right now, to me, and be comfortable with Verlander, Framber, and Christian Javier as your 1-2-3. And then, I mean, Urquidy, Garcia, him in there. I mean, that's a good thought. I think that they're going to make some real moves in the bullpen, guys that are ready to come out of the bullpen in the way they did last year. So we'll see. If they don't make as many moves and they plan to say, all right, he's going to be our seventh or eighth inning guy, that would be an interesting thought, too, to think about Lance just, you know, no caution to the wind. Yep. And not having to save it. By the way, today, real quick updates, he threw 30 to 32 pitches. Fastball was between 91, 93, so not quite to the top of what he has been. He threw 6 sliders and 6 curveballs, all between 82 and 84. And for him, he said he feels healthy, so that's a positive part about it. But he seems to be making himself and getting himself to a space, Clint, where decisions matter.
Yeah,
because there was a real wonder if that was even going to matter.
Well, as you said, 13.5 game lead in the division, and with no real threat, the Astros, in making the decisions you speak of, they can be patient as hell.
Absolutely,
that's what I.
They can give him all the time he needs.
Him and anybody else. You know what I mean? Him and anybody else. Brantley, you need a little time. You got it, pup. You no problem, man. You need some time off in the second half of the season too. Hell, you can take that. You know, all these different the pitchers. Like, are you gonna? How do you want to strain Verlander down the stretch here? You got options. You got plenty of time to make the decision, and to me, you can do that comfortably because of what the lead you've built in division.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, and the Astros do get going tonight. First, before we get to the game, it's been announced that the Houston Rockets draft picks Jabari Smith, Tyree Eason, and Ty Washington are going to throw out the ceremonial first pitches tonight.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
That's right, the 3 first-round picks throwing out the first pitch tonight, baby. All I'm watching for is sometimes, boy, when you get guys who play in other sports that you can tell didn't play baseball growing up, when they get out there, they've got an odd throwing motion, or even at worst, just – if they got to swing the bat, odd watching some of these guys playing wiffle ball or softball tournaments. I hope these guys have played catch. I hope these are fellas that we look at that don't look like, oh, God, they've never thrown baseball before. I really hope that's not the case.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I have a hard time relating to 50 Cent. I mean, did you play catch with anybody growing
ever
up? Like, ever play catch?
You call him 50 Cent, you got no clue what's going on.
It's unbelievable.
Like, some of these guys, like, I've, if you ever watch, like, get up like they're going to hit, like, it is rough. Some of these guys, it's like teaching a young kid, like, what kind of stance are you in?
Yeah.
Just go imitate something
you've
watched.
Not good.
I'll tell you what else I don't like. I don't like the three man. Give each one of them dudes their day in the light.
Package deal, baby. All three together. Let's get them out the way. We don't need to keep wasting time.
Come on, man. We got 162 games.
Well, if they can prove something later on that they're actually good at basketball, then they get their own night.
Let's go to Vegas.
I mean, we got 162. I guess we don't have 162 because they're not all home. But you got a boatload of games. I mean, you could spread them out.
Well, first off, they've proven they're good at basketball. They've
not at the NBA level.
Drafted in the first round to get to themselves.
How many NBA first-round picks end up being good at NBA basketball?
You said good at basketball.
And I mean at the NBA level.
I mean, let the kids. They throw their first pitch.
That's why you bring them all out together. I'm not saying they don't get it, but for now, you don't get your own until you prove otherwise.
I don't think that's it, until they prove it. Listen, I'm fine with it. Line them all up. Three catchers. Jake, you're one of them.
So you got
Orizzi.
You got Maldonado and Lee out there catching. You're going to throw Jake. Get out there, Jake.
I think personal, to kind of knock Jake down a peg, I would make him, hey, Jake, every day you are the ceremonial first pitch catcher.
Not a whole lot of good today.
You're the first pitch catcher every night.
I think it's bullshit.
God, he could have caught McClain's. He could have caught every
Jake
night.
Jake definitely thinks he's above that.
I mean, Jake believes he's above everybody in the rotation, and everyone in the world knows he's not.
Yeah, it wasn't very good today.
All right, the lineup tonight, Altuve, Pena, and then Yordan Alvarez is back in the field for the first time. He had been DH in the last two nights. He's back in the field for the first time in left field. Bregman, Tucker, Yuli getting a half a day off DH, and Diaz at first, and then Jake Meyers, who's been coming on with Martin Maldonado. And they're going to be facing who? Zach Greinke.
I like your voice.
Zach Greinke is back on the mound. I got a chance. This thing might get really out of hand. I think the player I think is going to have a big night, I think Zach's really going to serve it up for Martin Maldonado here.
Greinke will do what Greinke will do.
My old catcher. Come on, Martin. I got you tonight.
Help you out with that average a little
bit.
I'll help
you out there. Let's get you up to that one. Let's get you to 160. You'll be 160 by the time you walk out of here today, baby. Be 160 before you get out of here.
I'm just glad Yuli's getting that half day off.
He needs it.
Yeah, I mean, he does, man. That jog from the dugout to first base right there at Minute Maid is going to be tough on him. I mean, what are we doing, man?
Give him a half day.
I'm okay with him DH. Not a big deal. But do we have to refer to it as a half day? Is that what we're doing that
half day?
Half day. He gets a half day off.
Half day, just going up swing. Don't have to worry about the legs in the field. Yeah, half day. It's a way to get it. Good job.
Half day. Good job. What are we doing here?
Good job, Dusty and James.
I think the Royals should let Greinke bat.
They may have a better chance than some of these cats they're about to run up here. I'll tell you that. I think.
Good storytelling skills.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint. Apparently, your guy Rory McIlroy is not alone. Billy Horschel, also a member of the PGA Tour, he is out sounding. Says he cannot stand by anymore. And not be diplomatic anymore. Billy Horschel, he blasts hypocrites for playing in the LIV Golf Series and accuses them of lying. So there it is. There you go. I thought Roy was out there by himself, but others out here getting pissed off that these guys are making all this money are coming out now and have some words to say about these guys playing in the LIV Tour.
Well, I'm here for it. I mean, the pressure's obviously being felt by the PGA because they're changing their format. They're changing, not necessarily their format, but they're changing the way they do business in a major way, which is getting guys paid. So, I'm here for this. I think golf is tenfold more interesting for your casual fan right now than it's ever been. I don't know. I mean, Billy needs to be careful because I've listened to the press conference, like full blown the whole press conference, and I've heard these guys speaking, the ones that he's talking about, and I've heard them talk on exactly and like kind of flippantly make the comments about the PGA not listening to the players. I didn't take that either one of them were making it up. Yeah. I didn't. Because
that's his problem. He's pushing and saying that they were lying.
You're calling the guy a liar. I mean, you call them folks a liar. I mean, it's one thing to say you don't like their decision and you wouldn't make the decision yourself. But all of a sudden, you start calling guys liars, especially the dude like Pat Perez. I mean, Pat ain't trying to hear it. Pat's 46 years old.
I saw a picture of Pat and his lady.
Pat ain't trying to hear it, Chief. I mean, I'm just telling you, some of them other cats may be a lot of bark. And no bite, but I think Pat got a little something behind him, and he don't have nothing to lose. Pat can just say whatever the hell he wants to say. He ain't worried about losing sponsors. So yeah, I think Billy might want to pump the brakes a little bit here. He could be flirting with a problem, which I'm here for.
All right, Clint. Tyler just asked a really good question in my ear that we got to bring up about this Astros game tonight. And listen, we talked a lot about that win yesterday. It was an amazing comeback. But we have to get into why it became a comeback. And have you all seen enough of Jake Odorizzi? That's next.
It sucks to suck.
Call from mom. Answer it.
Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, Tyler set this in my ear as we were heading to break. Thought I'd save it here. Zach Greinke tonight. He gets a video, right?
Oh.
Oh, he had. Now you've established the precedent. Ooh, now.
Yeah, the precedent's important.
When you said Miles Straw gets a tribute.
Do I think the Astros will?
Oh, yeah, yes. The Astros are going
yes.
to.
Absolutely. He's starting the game too. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, you don't think he deserves one.
No, I'm not a celebrate the opponent before the game ever starts. I don't care if it's
no
a
matter who it is,
game.
Right?
No matter who it is, right? Let's go play ball. If the Cardinals come out here, if Arizona Cardinals come out here to NRG, y'all cool if they give DeAndre Hopkins a tribute video before the game starts?
Absolutely.
If they spend 5 minutes is that?
I don't know about
y'all
five,
good with that?
5 minutes, who? But I think DeAndre Hopkins. About a couple of minutes. Yeah,
well, that's a bit of a different situation, though.
How? It is.
It's very different. The way Hopkins, after he was traded, and the way he was vocal on social media and kind of took jabs at ownership and otherwise for the Houston Texans, that's got to factor in.
The same, listen.
It's not the same at all.
The same jabs that we all like. You would have.
The way Greinke left Houston is not anywhere close.
You're talking about it's a difference for the Texans that they would actually do it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about in terms of deserving.
No, I mean, I know Hopkins did a ton for this organization. He was a great player, one of the greatest to put on a Texans uniform, no doubt. But when it comes to his exit and how it all went down, I think that is a major factor there.
Yeah, I don't know. Him and especially how they've turned the corner on Andre Johnson. I'm good with it. Him, JJ, you know, these players, they get them. Greinke.
I mean, y'all give him Matt Schaub. If Matt Schaub comes back, y'all give him Matt Schaub a tribute video?
What did he do for the Texans,
though? Why not?
Though?
Sure. I mean, let him to the playoffs.
He quarterbacked the best season they've ever had, didn't he?
If Matt Schaub was playing, why not?
Greinke made it to a World Series, though.
Especially if you set a precedent that Miles Straw gets a video.
That's what
Zach Greinke, damn sure.
That's what gets
that's
me.
That's a slap in the face.
I agree. I bet the Astros do. I'm just not, as you know, I'm just not, I'm personally.
You're talking about for none of them.
I just, it is very, very, very.
Yours is the competition thing.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, maybe I could see JJ. I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer and was a major part of rebuilding the city after the toughest times that the city's lived through in the last 25 years. There's a lot more to that story than just being a good player or a great player. Maybe something like that. If it's got more than on the field and more than scoring touchdowns kind of vibe to it, maybe JJ does that. But I'm not let's go play ball. I'm not a salute the opponent kind of deal.
Yeah, it's the guy. And they're going to be showing him in all Astro stuff. They're going to be showing.
Oh, I get it. I've seen it. I've seen it. But you're right. Miles Straw got one. Greinke's damn sure getting one.
Anybody's getting one. Evan Gattis is going to get him one when he comes back just to sit. Like, they're all getting them. They've all done it. Yeah, Zach's – maybe they got a few more to choose from with Zach than they did with Miles Straw, so maybe a little longer.
Yeah.
But Zach, I
would say they do. If you're asking the question, do they or don't they, I would say yes. Zach gets one tonight.
He's getting one. He's a good one. It'll be nice. Everybody going out of the ballpark. Zach Greinke. The one thing is Zach may not acknowledge it. If you know Zach, Zach may just
he may just
act like this is happening for somebody else.
He may appear to not know that it's going on.
I like your voice.
Couldn't you see him just – I don't think Zach's – I would not be shocked at all if Zach doesn't give a tip of the cap or something. You remember, I mean, Miles was almost taken to tears. I don't think Zach may just continue with his warm-up.
Greinke, hadn't really seen Greinke.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, he may not be out for it. Yeah, so Zach Greinke, he gets one today. All right, real talk here, 713-572-4610. You could text in with your thoughts. Jake Odorizzi, all right, he may get lost in the shuffle with everything that happened over the weekend and yesterday and how that game, the comeback and the eighth inning, and then finally Yordan taking us on home. Have you seen enough? Have you reached a point where you have seen enough that the conversation of should he be in the rotation should be over?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, yes, I've seen enough from him, and I've seen enough from the other five guys that are kicking ass.
That second part is as much as anything.
Yeah, I've seen enough. Now here's the deal though. Show is like you know I don't think he deserves, and I don't mean this disrespectfully. I don't want to fall in the Tyler category of disrespecting the guy. I just don't think he's not done anything to deserve to be in the rotation at this point in time. He hasn't performed up to snuff to take starts away from anybody in the rotation with him at this point in time. Here's how I handle the Jake Odorizzi deal. If it's me, I sit down with Verlander. And I go, Jay, we've busted division wide ass open. It ain't the All-Star break yet. Yeah, like that's exactly
how you should approach it.
Busted it wide open, and we can treat the second half of the season, if we so choose to, significantly different. Like, do you feel like you need to pitch in a 5-man rotation? And if Justin Verlander needs to pitch in a 5-man rotation and not have the extra rest, Jake, your ass is out.
See ya.
If JV wants the extra rest, then you've bought yourself enough time to where, you know what, Jake can be that arm, and if he goes out there and he performs well, then maybe down the stretch you've got a spot to use him. Maybe you can move him. But ultimately, Jake's not the one deciding who the hell, if he's still in this.
I mean, they're going to have to make some decisions because, I mean, Jake, I wonder if Jake does to me have a tinge of delusion in him, which I think a lot of athletes do, but he has a tinge of delusion. I wonder, does Jake see the writing on the wall that when Lance McCullers comes back,
you may have a tinge of delusion in you too now.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
The showman.
But does he? Do you think he understands that when Lance comes back, there is not a spot at all.
I just work here.
Like what? Like even if you go to the six-man rotation, let's say that JV wants to do that. When Lance comes back, where is his spot? Like, yeah, I wonder, does he see this?
Yeah. Well, he got to see it.
But he's delusional, though. I believe Jake believes he's the number three starter on this team and that they are just bringing him back slowly.
I have to learn to pitch here.
I honestly, in my heart, believe that's how Jake sees it. I think Jake remembers his last several starts, and I think Jake sees himself as, like, I'm still right there with Christian Javier.
Well, I think Jake has the ability to see himself separate from these others. Hell, I hope he does. I mean, I hope he does at this point in time.
Here's so disrespectful, man.
I saw it. It's the level of disrespect. And unfortunately,
there are so many photos you can use for Jake Odorizzi.
What do you mean?
But except you only one you use is that one where that man is on that stretcher.
I give respect when I get respect. Jake has not shown any respect.
He doesn't even know you're alive.
Mark Berman again.
When he thought he was injured, that's the picture. You got Jake Odorizzi pictures of him pitching. I know you do.
I was referencing him coming back from his injury when he was stretchered off for that twisted ankle.
You got that man sitting up there like this. There's nothing we're talking about.
The level of just. I just hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't like. Relate me to that the level of disrespect.
Are you worried about Jake and what
he
thinks?
I'm not worried about anybody. I would just prefer that he not relate me to that kind of disrespect.
And that's fair. I'm just saying, Jake O, he has earned every bit of the disrespect I hand his way. Y'all know me. I'm not outwardly disrespectful to dudes for no reason at all. This guy is. I'm done with him. I'm tired of it. Freaking drama queen, man. Ball and be respectful with the media and contribute in some way.
He's doing his best, T. He's going out there and doing his best.
Oh, bro. I know it.
I mean, the guy doesn't get mad because he's out. He tells you why his outing sucked and it's still not good enough. He breaks his outing down and it's still not good enough.
Nobody will talk to me.
Here's the thing. I heard Eschenfelder and Stanton talking about it after the game last night. The scary part with him is the whole, if you're going to go with a six-man rotation, how it impacts your bullpen.
Yeah.
And Jake just in no way, shape, or form has done enough to even potentially put your bullpen in a bad spot by keeping that extra starter. Like that can't even be in the cards for the Astros at this point in time.
Yeah. No.
I hope not.
Yeah, you would think so. God, man. Tyler always has the Jake Odorizzi take in the holster. I mean, locked, loaded.
I mean, he's taking out the Astros seventh starter.
But he doesn't even have a silencer on it. I mean, he is just ready to go.
I just work here.
Every moment. All right, coming up. Is this one of us on this show describe what's happening in college sports with all the realignment as a beautiful thing? A beautiful thing. Do you agree? We'll discuss next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, reports that the Big 12, Clint, they are in deep discussions, according to Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports, deep discussions to add six teams to their conference. That would take them, what is that, to 18? I think they now have 12. When they lose Texas and Oklahoma, and then gain Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF, and BYU, that this would take them to 18 teams. I don't know why they just don't go and get two more to get them to 20 and be the first. How about that? If the Big 12 were to get to 20 first, that would be really interesting. The conference of the Power Five that has been lagging from behind the whole time, as this thing is going to 20, that they potentially get there. But we're hearing they're in deep discussions to add these six Pac-12 schools, the Arizona schools, Arizona State, Colorado, who was formerly in the Big 12, Oregon, Utah, and Washington, potentially are the six teams. They're in deep discussions on trying to become a part of the Big 12 conference. And all of this is crazy, man. Just in this time, Clint, Hill, in the less than a year, we've sat here and Texas and OU, done. They're leaving rivals. Like OU's done with Oklahoma State. Texas is going to the SEC and leaving all these other Texas schools that they were tied to. Now they're going to the SEC. Then we see UCLA and USC bounce. They go to the Big Ten. We're hearing that Notre Dame may be next going to the Big Ten. And now the latest, more movement for this. This is just crazy for college sports right now. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't love it. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm not going to say I'm going to quit watching the sport because that would be stupid. But I'm not crazy about all this movement.
Yeah, I love it. I think the quicker we can get to 20-team super conferences, the better off the product's going to be, the more the viewer wins, because we get more important games. I think it's a cleaner way to ultimately get us to a point where we have the four best teams in the college football playoff, which some people don't believe it, but I think the college football playoff committee gets back there, and I don't think they always get to the best four teams. I think they give a lot of teams the benefit of the doubt, and look, sometimes they get it right. They gave Ohio State the benefit of the doubt the first year after losing at home to a 6-6 Virginia Tech football team. How in the hell is that team deserving of a college football playoff? Well, they let them in. I'll be damned if they ended up winning the whole thing. So
blew everyone out.
Yeah. So I mean, I just don't like the way in which they get there. I think is unfair. I think super conferences will change that. The one thing I don't like about what's going on is I don't know how the NCAA, the governing body of college athletics, I don't know how they don't step in and at least monitor, at least suggest, and try to steer the ship to some degree. It appears that it's just a free-for-all. Anybody can call any school at any point in time and invite them to their league ultimately.
Or the reverse.
Yeah, or vice versa. Yeah, I would like to think that the NCAA could you know, oversee this and make it all make sense for the athlete, for the student athlete. But clearly that's not going to happen. So if the alternative, I look at this for me, the realignment, if you will, expansion, if you will, I look at it just like I looked at college athletes making money. Like, I think it's great. I think it's time that it happens. Do I believe that the NCAA dropped the ball in a major way and it just became the wild, wild west? Absolutely. Same thing here. Like, I think this is going to be all about money. It's going to be all about how far, how can you expand your footprint so that you can make more money, so the TV contracts
that's
are bigger.
It's completely about that.
Right, and it's wild. However, I do think that the Big 12 should be proactive here. I mean, OU and Texas leaving the Big 12, they lit the fire, and hell, I don't know how long it's been since that decision was made. But I don't know what the Big 12's been waiting on. I mean, they've been sitting on their hands, and they let USC and UCLA jump.
Well, they had to let go of their commissioner first.
Yeah, for whatever reason, they've sat on their hands, and now they're finally appear to be making some moves. And I absolutely love the move. I love going to the Pac-12 and getting as many of the Pac-12 teams as you possibly can. And I love Oregon being one of those teams.
Yeah, that's the thing is, you're right on that. There's got to be something to where these other conferences can't just say, you know what,
I want Oregon today. And there's nobody they got to go through. They could just directly call Oregon and offer a bid. Like, what is it that for the SEC to wake up one day and just say, you know what? We'd like Michigan.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're going to make them turn us down with such. It's just, I'm not going to say that's going to happen. I'm not saying those things are, but the thought that that's possible, that can just roll like that can happen is, there is nobody they've got to go through. There is nothing that has to be broke. They're, like, you can just call from your conference to that individual institution, and they can come on and roll.
Yeah.
And then there's just something that's just off about that, because, and this is the part that bothers me, is it feels like there's never any end in sight to this ever happening. There is never any end in sight for any of these conferences to try to get as strong as possible. I think the end in sight, I believe, is if we get four power conferences with 20 teams in them each. I think that's the end.
Yeah.
But hell, it still isn't like, you know what? We want to drop. If you're the Big Ten, you know what? We woke up today, we want to drop Nebraska. And we want Oklahoma State now. We want somebody. We want to get our footprint in the Dallas area. So we're going to drop them, and we're going to offer TCU. And then, like, you know, it just seemed like there's no ending in sight. That's the part about it for me is, all right, I can get used to it. As you talked about, there's some pros and cons to this thing. It will be fun to get, you know, UCLA and Michigan or USC and Ohio State that could play, you know, pretty often. We know, like, not every 4 years, but they'll play maybe every other year. You can see some really great matchups, and that's going to be fun. But I just want to get to a place where it ends. I can't remember the last time, Clint, we gone like two consecutive years without talking about somebody leaving or realignment.
Well, the reason it's like that is because, like I said, the NCAA is dropping the ball. I mean, the reasons there's no method to the madness. There's no, you know, geographically it doesn't make sense. There's no timeline. There's no set in stone. We're going to get to 20. There's nothing. And that's the problem with, in my opinion, the NCAA not at least overseeing what the hell's going on. I'm not saying going to go in there and strong arm folks and dictate exactly what the hell's going on, but you could at least govern it and say, come on, guys. I mean, it doesn't make sense for our student athletes to have to travel from one side of the states to the other on a Wednesday afternoon to play two games or three games. Like, it just doesn't make sense. I just feel like, as we talk to folks in the Big 12, like, they need a couple of top-end teams. They need a couple of top-end teams to stay afloat. Not stay afloat, but to stay in the ballpark with the Big Ten and the SEC and stay relevant, if you will.
Do you think any of those six fit that?
Oh, I think Oregon definitely does. I think Washington potentially could. I think Utah does. I think you look at those teams and it's clearly Utah and Oregon are the two big boys. But Washington has that potential. The good thing about, you know, Utah is now you got the BYU Utah in-state rivalry. That's really, really cool. I mean, those are the kind of things that make sense as we see this thing start to unfold. Oregon, the crazy thing to me is, like, if I'm Oregon, I don't want to join the Big Ten. And look, I know there's more money in the SEC. I know there's more money in the Big Ten. I just read an article in a break that actually that outlines some of the monies. And Big Ten, it's going to pay you. I mean, the SEC is going to pay you. I believe the Big 12 gets significantly better. I don't know if they're going to get to that kind of money per school, but it gets significantly better. And I think if you're Oregon, I think you've got the path of least resistance to a college football playoff year in, year out than anybody in the Big Ten and anybody in the SEC. And hell, anybody in the ACC for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, long term, I mean, I think it's a smart play by Oregon in terms of winning, staying on the top and staying relevant and being in the college football playoffs. And I think it's a great move by the Big 12.
No, I think they should push. To me, they should push for Stanford and Cal as well. I think they should push for those schools, at least. You're going to go with those, like, bring in those two as well. And it's about markets. You can get in that Bay Area, that San Francisco, Oakland market right there with those two. The one thing is, man, they've got to, they've got that West Virginia problem. Like that, that, like they are so, I mean, they're a far East Coast in terms of where they are in it, you know, where their state is and where their university is compared right. to them having to fly to Oregon or Oregon having to fly to Morgantown or Washington having to come from up there. That's
an ACC fit all day. Like as they expand, I will be shocked if West Virginia doesn't go ACC. Even though it's hard to complain, it's hard to make the point when USC is going to Rutgers. If you're
the ACC, better watch themselves because that's where the Big Ten. Like the Big Ten, they've got Penn State. If they go in there and say, "All right, well, we'll get West Virginia and Pitt to come over to us to get our numbers higher," that's a natural thing there, and there is a space where that makes sense. For West Virginia, Pitt, Penn State to be all together in that area right there. The ACC better get on the ball. We should probably start hearing some reports that the ACC has done something. Because I'm telling you that like if you're looking at trying to get to 20 and we know the SEC is not going to be the league that is stuck with their pants down, they're at 16 now. The ACC better hurry up. Because if the SEC calls Florida State, Miami, Virginia Tech, South Carolina, Clemson, and they do that, or whoever, like one of those Carolina schools maybe, the ACC is going to be sitting there looking like, what the hell are we doing? What happened to us? And they better hurry up and figure something out and get themselves to a space where they're at, you know, 16, you know, to 20 teams, because the SEC can literally grab those Florida schools right there. And if they don't have Clemson, Florida State, Miami, then, I mean, they really got problems.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this thing unfolds. I don't see the ACC busting up. I see them expanding, obviously. I don't know how the hell they're going to make it happen, but we'll see.
You would hope so. You think there needs to be four. That would seem to be the other one. All right, Clint Sterner, Ron and Show, Tyler Milner here with you. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. Seth Payne, he will join John Harris tonight on Texans All Access, so make sure you stay tuned. And the best of, make sure you listen, the most controversial decision recently in Houston sports coming up after Texans All Access from 7 to 8 coming up behind us. Clint, real quick. I think a big issue this weekend for Jake Odorizzi is not just necessarily his performance. You could look at there and say, oh, he's had 42 days off. He hadn't pitched on. But the Seth Martinez and his performance yesterday, three innings, keeping them in the game, just like filling the role that Christian Javier would fill in the postseason perfectly, because that could have been a role for Jake Odorizzi moving forward if he stayed on this team. But I think him and his performance combined with what Seth Martinez has been able to do all year and then showed that ability to extend it and go three innings, that may have been as big an issue for Jake and his potential staying on this team throughout as his own performance.
Well, Jake's running out of options.
He really is.
When it's all said and done, Jake's running out of options. I mean, he's your sixth starter right now. Lance McCullers coming back. He would be the guy that if the other position he could play would be a middle relief, long relief. You know, a rescue guy. If somebody got in trouble, the wheels came off in the third inning, which we saw happen several times last year in the playoffs, then Jake would be your long relief guy. Well, Seth Martinez clearly is on a path at least to be that guy for the Astros. So I think you look at it and when Lance does come back and it comes cut in time, I think there's a chance that Jose Urquidy or Luis Garcia could be a guy that would be a mid-relief, long-relief type guy as well. So, yeah, look, I think Jake's days are numbered in terms of being a part of the starting rotation and possibly even the bullpen here in Houston.
Yeah, and Seth is just more equipped. Hell, first off, his stuff may just be better all the way around if he's throwing the way we saw him yesterday do it. And, you know, it ain't going to take him forever to get ready in the pen. Like, if he's got to come out quickly, it's not going to – You remember when Jake would have to get himself up and going out of the bullpen last year in the playoffs. I mean, it take him like 15, 20 minutes.
Well, his best outing was an eight inning outing out of the pen, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. When yeah, the injury to Garcia, and he came in, and remember he just sat there and warmed and got himself warmed up for 15, 20 minutes right there on the mound.
Yeah.
We just all had to sit there and wait for that stoppage. So no, Seth's been pitching. Seth's been pitching a lot better. And as you said, man, Jake's out here running out of options. He certainly is. So
it sucks to suck.
It really does. See that, man. Tyler, appreciate you jumping back. Man, I'm happy, man. Your trip to LA. Hold on, man. You went to the Dodgers game and I saw some pictures. You didn't pull Scottsdale tee out, did you? I mean, you're here with us, so
you
kept it under control.
He did. Yeah, he found the smallest logo, Astros logo, he put on his chest. He did. He was smart. He's made a smart decision.
Yeah, I wasn't looking to try to ruffle any feathers at the field where the Astros won the World Series. I just wanted to rep my team, and I got heckled a bit. It wasn't anything crazy for the most part. The Dodgers fans that gave me crap for the Astros stuff I was wearing, they were, you know, we were just having fun with it. It was all good.
What did you say back when they heckled you?
I just told them that I was happy to be able to finally see in person the field where the Astros won the 2017 World Series.
How'd that go over for you?
I got cussed at a little bit.
They call them cheaters.
Oh yeah, that was the go-to at the beginning of any conversation with anybody. As soon as they would see it, you're a fan of the cheaters, huh? You're a fan of the cheaters. Yeah, man.
You did right by your wife, man. You did right.
Yeah,
that's right. Not going in there and putting her in harm's way.
That's right.
Yeah, I wasn't looking to cause trouble. Just wanted to see a new ballpark, and it was nice, man. Dodger Stadium was nice.
They just didn't say the right thing to him.
Right. We going to the Astros game tomorrow?
Yes, sir. That's going to be a fun time right there.
Yeah. I'll let you guys know the closer we get to game time.
Wow.
Are you going to be able to go like immediately?
I'm going to make sure I'm ready to roll as soon as the show ends.
Damn, you're right, man. He got the tickets, don't he? We kind of got to wait on him, don't we?
Told y'all when we make plans, I will make sure I'm rolling out of here when y'all do.
Show told me you're bringing friends and stuff. I thought this was a show outing.
Well, I have 4 season tickets, so
I'll be there.
I'm having one of my buddies join us. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to see you, buddy.
I'm excited to hang out with you guys. I really am. I'm glad we're making it happen.
Well, see what happens when you give notice. It could work out for you. Clint, great job, Tyler. Way to smarten up today. And remember, Texans All Access coming up behind us. Seth Payne will join John Harris, so you stay tuned for that. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Did you say it was heart-wrenching?
Give him those common treats. Give him some pets.
What is a common treat?
Oh, yes.
Thunder jackets and calming medicine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.